Hello.
That was too pathetic. Hello, we can't start on that.
You were going to jump
okay,
in.
Let's start on that actually.
Okay, I'll do it again, shall I?
No, that we're gonna go with that. We started. That was that was the beginning.
I'm an actor.
Do it once more though, just so everyone knows.
Hello.
Oh, it's such a sad little hello, isn't
Why is
it?
That sad?
I don't know, you just sound like so nerdy.
Oh yeah. I just saw my mortal enemy walk into the room.
My cat came in as soon as she heard your hello.
Hello. Oh
she
please
came
no.
Straight in. You walked in my house and said, yeah, it does stink of animal.
Yeah, lamb. Roast lamb. No,
yeah,
mate.
She can only eat lamb. Stop hiding from her. The more you hide from her, the
I'm not
more
hiding
she
from
wants,
her. I'm stopping her sitting
the
on my
more
lap.
She wants you.
Yeah,
you
that's what I've learnt about this cat.
Just the cat.
The more I hide from her, the more she wants me. Welcome to this episode.
God, that was very professional. You never do that. You never welcome anyone.
I do actually do that.
You're not a very welcoming person, actually, I'd say. Do you want me to move her?
What do you mean? I'm a very warm, warm,
you
welcome person.
You can't sit like that the whole podcast.
I can do what I want.
Fine, sit like that. I was going to move her, but I won't. Hello, welcome to the podcast.
I've already done that.
Oh, I don't know what number this is, but
doesn't matter, does it really?
We're in the 20s, I think.
Elliot.
Oh dear, sorry.
Elliot's here.
Mind. She's jumping on Elliot.
See?
He screamed.
See? And you tell me I shouldn't scream.
Well, it's quite sweet when Elliot
does it. He's got quite a lot of electronics around and tea. And tangled around that.
Please, this
Harriet,
is a podcast.
Please,
no one else can see the cat.
What
do you want me, Elliot,
have
do you want
a
me to move
there?
The cat?
Get rid
if
of
you'd
the
like
cat.
Me to move it, I will move her.
I'll hold you. Do you want me to hold your drink?
I'm very confident.
You. Welcome to this episode.
Welcome to the episode. Me and Sunil have spent far too much time together.
No, we haven't.
We have. We spent not like 12 hours together yesterday. More than that.
How
14,
was it?
15 hours.
No, you were doing. I was doing other stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We had
I was
a break.
Busy for about 5 hours.
No, you weren't 5 hours. I was busy. sorry.
We were at the Leicester Comedy Festival yesterday.
We went to the Leicester Comedy Festival and did our new shows.
Well, work in progress towards those
we
new
stood
shows.
Up, we stood on the stage and we said some things.
Yeah.
Sunil was a sellout.
Absolute sellout?
Absolute sellout. I couldn't get in. They wouldn't let me in because
no,
there are too
I said,
many
don't
people.
Don't let her in. There's too many people.
That was why. Okay.
There was one seat available and nobody wanted it. It was behind me.
Why did no one want that?
Because there's one seat left and it's the one right behind me. It's a
so
piano
everyone would
stall.
Be facing them.
Everyone would be looking at them.
They'd just be looking at your
yeah,
butt.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Why couldn't you have moved it? It's a stool.
No, generally couldn't.
Why couldn't you move it?
Well, do you really want me to explain the layout of the room on this podcast?
It's a stool. It doesn't make any sense why you couldn't just pick it up and move it.
Imagine a piano and a stool on a stage.
Yep.
And every other seat in the building is taken.
Yep, so you just move the stool.
Where to?
Take it where the chairs are.
Well, there's no space there because there's no space for chairs.
How is there not any space?
No
where
space
were you
for
standing?
Extra chairs. You need a gangway for fires. I was standing on the stage.
What fires?
What fires?
What fires are happening?
There has to be an alley, a gangway.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
What?
That is ridiculous. People can make their own way out. If there's a fire, you're just having, everyone's going to be going crazy. They can throw a stool, can't they?
Why?
Move the stool, there's a fire, and someone moves it.
No, that's not how fire regulations
anyway,
work. And let's not start this way.
Because you wouldn't move the stool, I couldn't come in.
Well, good.
I had to sit outside.
Well, it was,
because you were a sellout.
You should have booked a ticket. Didn't need to book a ticket for yours, did I?
No, you didn't. There's plenty of room. But the reason you were so full was an interesting reason, wasn't it?
Because people wanted to come and see me?
No, because they went to go and see a surprise show.
Oh, no.
It happened to be yours. It was a secret show. It was so secret that no one could tell them that it was you, otherwise
okay.
They might not have come.
No, out of the 66 people there, 16 of them were part of a package deal.
What did they get in their package?
They got me, they got someone else's show, someone else's show, and then Tony Law's show just before mine. Tony Law's chat show just before mine.
Do you think that they would have been pleased when they turned up and it was you?
The younger members of the group really enjoyed it.
Really?
I think.
Yeah, how do you know for sure?
Well, I did a joke and one of them laughed.
That's great.
Thank you. That's part of the business, really.
How many laughs do you think you got?
8.
You got 8 laughs.
Knocked it on the head at 40. Then we were all out. It was very warm.
I don't know. I think you might have been a bit of an anti-climax. Not because I don't think you're good, but I just think if they're going to see a secret show, you think it's going to be, you know, someone they know, and then they turn up and they're like, who's this?
Well, the point is, it's people they don't know. That's why it's a mystery.
You're just on stage making your jokes about chlamydia and they're like, this isn't what we wanted.
Well,
do you think? Is that too mean?
I think that was too mean.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
I think people came to your show knowing exactly who you were and came out of it going, I wish I didn't know her.
But if they already knew, then that's they wanted more of it.
No, but they were like, yeah, we made a wrong turn somewhere in our decision making.
Well, they couldn't drink at my show, so there was no mistakes.
No bar at yours?
No bar. I was so
licensing
I was upset.
Issues.
They were upset.
I'd
no
be upset if
drink.
I had a show there this weekend.
Yeah, I wanted to drink. And
how
I
can you
drink.
Possibly watch you for an hour without a drink?
I know. How did they get through it?
Yeah.
But they did. We all did.
We
even got through the time together, even though you're driving.
No, there were other people there. My driving was absolutely fine.
It was
you're
not
only
good.
Saying
your
that.
Driving was bad.
You're only
saying... You deflect on me about my driving, and actually...
I do what?
You're a little bit of a panicky driver.
I'm not a panicky
out.
Driver.
You're a bit panicky.
When? Tell me your point.
Every time you tried to eat a biscuit, you'd veer into the other lane.
Yeah, that's my car. It's a bit twitchy. It's a sporty car.
It's not sporty. It's a dad's car.
It's a very fast dad's car.
It didn't go fast. You didn't go over 70 the whole time.
That's because they've
you
got speed cameras
on
the M1 now.
62.
No, I didn't put it on 62. I put it on 70 on the nose.
It wasn't at 70.
It was. I know what I'm doing.
You said 70 and then I looked over just to check and it wasn't 70.
It absolutely was on 70.
It was early 70s,
you
max.
She's lying.
Just cruising she's down lying. The motorway so slowly.
We're doing 70.
Just being overtaken by lorries.
We were not at any point
overtaken by
a lorry.
As we went down.
Not true. Not true.
Yeah, every time you tried to eat your wrap, you'd veer. Absolute
yeah,
disaster with
because
the
because it's a very
foggy,
sporty car with a very sort of twitchy
steamy
nose.
Steamy windows.
Yo, there's five people
there?
In there steaming up the car. That's what happens on a day like that. It happens in your car.
Doesn't happen in
it
my car.
It absolutely does
okay,
happen in
it
your
does,
car.
But I control it because I'm the driver, so I'm responsible. You didn't care about anyone's feelings.
I put the heat on the
I kept trying to open the window and you put child lock on.
That's when you're in the back on the way up.
Yeah.
Of course I put the child lock on. You're an idiot. So, and on the way back, it was fine. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. You still owe me petrol money.
You still owe me money. We'll explain this in a minute. Well, I don't have any money.
Anyway, so that was a good day. Thanks for coming if you were at the show.
It was a good day. Thank you for coming if you were at the show.
I don't think they were at mine though.
No, someone came to both of our shows. Mm. One person. That was good.
Yep, thank you to that guy.
Thank you to that guy.
I don't know when Borderline will be back or if it will, but fingers crossed someone will pick it up.
That was his question, wasn't it?
It was his question. And then he said it looked very cheap.
Yeah, he did say that, yeah.
Very low budget. Very low budget.
Very low budget.
Yeah. Does anyone ask you like when your show's coming back?
Yeah, all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I say, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully. Yeah. We will see.
I like what my favourite moment of yesterday was when your show finished.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? You're going somewhere with that?
No, it was when your show finished
yeah.
and we were just chatting at the back.
Yeah.
And to prepare for the show after you, they put out loads more chairs.
You missed the beginning of my show, though, when I walked down.
Yeah.
And they took away loads of chairs before my
Oh, is it you? Well, let's get rid of half of these. But, you know, it was a good day.
It's a good day. I was actually very pleased. It's more than I've ever had before at Leicester.
It's nice to have people come and see you, isn't it?
The fact that anyone wanted to come was,
yeah, it was absolutely
very
delighted.
Impressive.
Yeah.
40 people, you know?
Yeah.
Why would they do that? Why? Why?
Well, it's quite nice for the people of Leicester, isn't it, to have like loads of comedians
coming.
Shit
comedy on for the month when everyone tries
yeah,
to
it's
work
basically
out
like,
what their
wanna,
show is.
Yeah, yeah. There's very few finished shows on, but everyone's very nice there.
Everyone's just wading through absolute shit, just trying to find some kind of joke. And everyone starts their show saying, oh, yeah, so I'm just working on my Edinburgh show, guys.
Yeah,
come to Leicester and
I'm just going to try and chuck this at you.
Talk a load of crap, yeah. What do you think? Do you think they'll like that in Edinburgh?
Is that what you said? Do you think the better people are like this?
Do you think the people that deserve a nice show like that? Poor Leicester. They're supportive.
Yeah.
Good for them. They couldn't even drink at my show. Poor people. They deserve a refund, you know?
I had three walkouts.
You had quite a few walkouts.
I had three, actually.
No, I watched them as they kept leaving.
No.
They were laughing as they left, though.
No, that's
like,
not... I didn't have loads. I had three.
Snail, or are they laughing like, oh... You know, when they try and leave.
I had three walkouts, max.
Yeah. Kind of older gentleman.
Oh, he's very tired.
Oh, do you ask him why he's leaving?
No, I don't speak to them if they leave.
You don't speak to them.
If they leave, you can leave if you want. I don't mind. I'm not going to pester you for.
Yeah, I think feel free to leave.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, leave.
Yeah, absolutely. Life's too short.
Life is too short.
To watch work in progress comedy.
To watch someone just.
Yeah, do you know this American?
Well, and I was just going to say, you had a long drive, and I think it's well done.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You handled it very well.
Four stars you gave that drive.
4 stars I gave the drive because it was good driving, but
bit foggy.
It was a bit foggy.
Almost ran over 2 people, but they deserved it.
We found an absolutely psychopathic streak in Sunil. When he went into the service station and there was a bit of an argument kicking off these lads, and I could tell you're a bit stressed about it because you spent a long time staring at chocolate bars. I could see from the car you're just staring at.
I was waiting in the queue to pay for petrol.
You
were staring at chocolate.
Staring at the candy.
Stop. Candy. Can you just stop projecting your stresses onto me? I was absolutely fine. There were 2 chaps in there.
Eating as you stood in the.
I came back and you were all looking very sullen.
Well, we were concerned about you because it looked like it was all kicking off.
You were concerned because these guys were pointing at you.
They were pointing at us. Yeah, it was absolute chaos. And then you got in the car and he went to drive off. The 2 guys came out of the garage and they were going towards them. They went to cross the road and you sped up towards them.
Yeah.
Like to run them down. And everyone went, Sunil, they're there. And then you sped up even more.
Well,
and
I'm already
jumped back.
I'm already moving. I'm not going to stop for them, am I?
But then you did it to someone else when they were in the road. As they kind of went across the road, you sped up towards them.
Yeah, they shouldn't cross the road when there's cars on there. You should go to an appropriate crossing.
Yeah, that's all very well, you teaching them this lesson, but until you hit one of them.
I'm not teaching them a lesson. I'm getting on with my day.
But what?
What?
What about when you hit someone and you
kill
them?
I'm not going to hit someone, am
I? You're speeding towards them.
I'm not speeding towards them. My car is on the road going at the
north. My neck was pushed back by the force. That's
a very sporty. It's a very sporty car.
That was the only time it happened because it's probably over the speed you're doing on the motorway.
Right. Well, What do you want me to say to that?
Why do you do it though? What? Because there was a little bit of rage in you that moment, and it felt like you weren't afraid in a car, and you just.
I just don't like them. And I won't stop for them. Why would I stop for them? I don't like people who cross when there's not a crossing there.
But that doesn't mean they deserve to die.
I'm not trying to kill them.
What are you doing?
I'm refusing to stop because it's my right of way.
But the consequence is that you hit them.
The what?
That's the consequence. Why, what? I said it, my lisp.
It's all right.
He looked at me in Leicester yesterday and said, he took a photo of me and he looked at it and went, I can tell you're lisping in that.
That's because your tongue was stuck.
Hanging
out of your mouth. No, I'm not going to kill anyone.
Lisp and what do you say?
Not going to kill anyone.
You're not going to kill anyone?
Yeah. Can we edit that out, Elliot?
What,
where I say
driving?
I'm not going to kill anyone. No.
Well, in case you do.
Yeah. No, they were trying to get served for lagers, weren't they?
Oh, and they weren't allowed. Why weren't they allowed? Because they were driving
They didn't have ID. And they were really rude to the people in there.
Oh, they were clearly old enough. I'd be rude. I get ID'd all the time in garages. And I say, I just drove a car. And they go, that's not proof.
It's not.
But then I feel so taken aback by it. The other day I showed them my wedding ring and I said, I'm a married woman.
That's not proof either.
It's not proof. I've done it twice now. It's so embarrassing.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
It just comes out automatically.
You still get ID'd?
Yeah, I get ID'd all the time.
You?
I've got a very fresh face. Yeah. Very very young looking woman. girl. Very young looking girl. Yeah. I say, I'm a married woman. And they don't believe me.
What'd you do?
Because I look so young.
Why are you buying booze in a garage? I'm a married woman. I just want some booze in a garage.
Trip to the garage to pick up some booze to get through married life. I get stopped.
So
just to get out my driving license and show them.
Yeah.
And then they giggle and they go, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
30.
Know. You're actually very old.
You're 30, aren't you?
Yeah. How old are you?
Oh, old enough.
Yeah.
To be older than 30.
Yeah.
Considerably
older. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about what you've been crying about?
I mean, there's too many to pick.
Well, can you just pick
I've
one?
I've been an absolute waterworks.
I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
I saw you yesterday.
No, before that.
Oh, before that. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, I've just been crying too much.
Have you?
To be able to do anything.
Really?
Should I tell you all the different reasons?
Just pick one.
I don't know which one to pick.
All right, go on. Do list 4 very quickly.
Okay. A few times I've been having an absolute nightmare with credit debit cards.
Next one.
My brother got a job.
Okay. 3.
I was watching Ellen.
Uh-huh.
And oh, my dog died.
Right. Elliot, which one of those do you want to go for? Number one.
Number one.
You want to talk about number one?
I don't
want to
talk about my dog dying, do I?
Well, that's genuinely quite sad.
Exactly. It's genuinely sad. He was 15 and he's beautiful.
What was it? Why did you cry on Ellen?
Oh, I just, they always give money to these. Oh, God, I can't cope. They just give money to people that need it.
Like Drake.
Like who?
Drake.
Drake.
His new music video is him giving away the budget to people.
Oh, God, I couldn't watch it. These people are so happy and she gives them the money.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, Ellen is so nice. Like, she's so nice what she does. But then it's like, is it her money?
Whose money is it?
Oh, I guess it's the TV company. It's the TV company's money. She hasn't made a TV show and said, I want to make a TV show where I give away my money. Is it?
No. It'd be amazing if someone did do that. Bill Gates could do that.
I don't know if he's enough of a personality, though, is he?
No, but he's probably spending his money in more effective ways.
He could build a robot that presents the show. Or like a computer.
You think
like,
that'll have more personality than Bill Gates?
It's like, hello, welcome to the show. And then they give someone money. But it wouldn't be as exciting because it'd just be a robot doing it. Anyway.
So you cried because she gave money to someone.
Twice I did, 2 different days. Because she just gave money to women in need.
What were they in need about? It's actually designed to make you cry anyway, that thing.
It's on very early in the morning.
Yeah, but you can cry any time of day, can't you?
Yeah, turns out you can. Sunil is currently shielding his body from the cat. What do you think it's going to do? All she wants is to love you.
This is
a really good example, I think, of the problems you have. Someone comes and tries to love you and you
curl up into a
ball. Curl up into a little ball.
No, but she'll get her claws into my lap and then I'll do a little scream.
Sometimes love hurts.
It doesn't need to hurt like a cat, though.
It doesn't hurt that bad.
Oh, she's
very
sweet.
Low pain threshold.
Yeah, I don't like surprises.
You know it's going to happen.
What?
Open yourself up to the love from the cat.
Please just continue your story about Ellen.
That's kind of the whole story. My brother got a job. That was happy. Me and my mum jumped up screaming. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. She just jumped on Elliot.
Elliot's really scared now. So you got a job?
So my brother got a job. It's very exciting.
Has he not had a job before?
Well, he's been a student and now he's got a job.
What's his job?
Something about a graduate.
Harriet, do something.
About what?
The cat.
I don't know what to do.
Well, she's dragging this equipment across the room.
Oh, dear.
There you go. Okay.
There we go. She's happy.
Why doesn't she ever sit on you?
Oh, because she sits on me all the time.
Oh, she's had another.
I'm very relaxed.
Sitting on new people.
We've got a very open relationship. We're together, and then when people come over, she's free to love them.
She likes a little sit down, doesn't she? Why is she not getting a bit like annoyed at having to sit on someone who clearly doesn't want her on him?
The more someone doesn't want her, the more she wants them.
That's not true, is it? I've always been very friendly to her.
You have not.
I have.
You were, and then now you've taken away your affections.
Graduate what computer person did you say?
Computer security.
Oh.
So, like, to protect a computer.
A lot of money on that these days.
Well, he's a graduate, so it's his first job. It's so exciting.
Where's he working?
I jumped up screaming, Slough. Not exciting. He's going to live in Ealing.
Oh, well done, Freddie.
So it's great. We're very happy for Freddie. It's very exciting times. I went to go and view some flats with him. They weren't so good, but hopefully he's going to find another one.
He's going to live in Ealing on his own?
In a flat with people. The ones we looked at, one of them, like, we turned up outside and then we knocked on the door and a woman opened the door and she went, "Hello?"
Yeah.
We were like, "Oh, hi, sorry, we're just here to view a flat." And she was like, "Oh, for God's sake, they never tell us when they're coming." And then he had to go in and she was like, "I guess you can wait in the kitchen." And then he was like, "I don't think I want to live there." I think that's
fair. Sorry, I don't know if Elliot knows how to pick a cat up. He's trying his best.
Elliot.
Just got to be rough.
Once for unsafe. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's unsafe. You could have just asked are you unsafe? No, don't pause it.
Elliot, shall we pause it? You have
to
answer.
No need to pause it because he can edit it, can't he?
Like, pause her in a little bit.
Okay. Harry, just put your microphone down and pick the cat up.
I find it very difficult.
I'll hold the microphone. What do you find difficult about this?
Moving.
Oh, she's really got her claws in. Why won't she? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. She's got his sweatshirt and a claw. Oh, God. Why doesn't she retract the claw? I want to take a photo. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Oh, that was that was amazing.
Sorry, Elliot.
Absolute. What a little cow.
I like cats as well.
God, that was a. Oh, she's really taken a chunk out of that.
Sorry, Elliot, I'll get you a new jumper.
Harriet, she took a chunk out of my very expensive top a couple
not
of years
my
ago.
New one.
You gonna buy him a new sweatshirt? She damaged my cardigan last.
I don't care about your cardigan.
Why not?
Because you did it to yourself.
Well, no, she clawed it. She clawed it.
Elliot, are you okay?
Yes, I do like cats. Cats are great.
Thanks, Elliot.
The wires. I'm scared of the wires.
Yeah.
But the main reason I'll be crying, shall I talk about that?
It just really annoys me and I've got nothing to... Go on.
I have lost... So...
I thought you were talking about the dog.
What, you really think that my dog died?
No. The cards. Is it the cards?
Yeah.
Absolutely infuriating.
Why? Why is it infuriating?
Go on, you explain what you've done.
So, okay, so I bought a pouch to keep my debit card in because I was having a real problem and I was losing it all the time. So I bought a pouch, a sparkly pouch, to keep it in so that I wouldn't lose it. Yeah. And then I went shopping with my mum and I lost the card, still have the pouch. So then I got home and then I got really upset because I was like, I just lose things all the time and it's so stressful and so hard. And then my mum was like, I think that you should just try not losing it. And I was like, I think that's a really good idea, but that's hard, you know, when you are losing things all the time. And so then I ordered another debit card and then that arrived. And then I arrived as I was leaving the house to go to Stockton. So I was like, great, I've got a card. And then I got on the train on the way back from Stockton and I had to change trains. And in between changing trains, I lost the new debit card.
Of course you did, yeah.
So then I had to order another debit card and that hadn't arrived. And then in between the train and going to your house yesterday, I lost the credit card that I'd been using. So then... I didn't have any money or any way of doing anything. And so I
gave you £50 in cash and you spent it all in one day.
No, you took some of it though. I don't know where it went. I think you did something with it. I don't understand how I don't have any money.
You need to get a grip.
I don't know how to get a grip. And then I called up and I was like, I don't have a debit card or a credit card. And then they were like, okay, turned out that the debit card hadn't arrived because someone at Stockton train station had found it and let them know. So they cancelled delivering me the new one.
Yeah.
I haven't got any access to
money. Why
don't
you just have a purse?
I tried that.
No, you tried a pouch, whatever that is.
because I had the problem with the purse.
What's the problem with the purse?
That I was still losing it.
You're losing the entire purse?
Now I've got through... Three in a week.
Why don't you get a purse and keep your card in it?
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, why don't you do that?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what is happening. I think I need to get a bum bag.
When you cry about this, are you crying at what an idiot you are?
I just don't know how it happens. I just literally, I'm holding it.
Don't get a bum bag.
I'm not, why?
Okay, yeah, get a bum
bag. When I was at school, we used to have purse belts. Do you know what they are?
What, like for... When you're on holiday and you don't want to get pickpocketed.
Yeah.
They're going to help. Because you're just forgetting to put your card in there. You're just holding it in your hand and they're just dropping it or something.
Do you think that's why I'm just dropping it, I think?
Or you're trying to put it in your pocket. You're not putting it away after you use it?
Yeah, that's what my mum said. She said, visualise putting it somewhere.
Where else do you put it? You got pockets.
I got pockets.
Do you put it in there?
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, what? Well, if you had a wallet or a purse, you'd put it in there, wouldn't you?
I've got a purse.
Well, use that.
And I had a pouch and I had pockets.
Stop saying it's a pouch. What's a pouch?
I got a little sparkly pouch. It's a sparkly pouch that you put it in.
I don't want to hear that again.
The word
I don't
pouch.
Want to hear about your sparkly pouch.
Do you want me to show it to
ever?
You?
No.
And I thought because it was sparkly, I'd be able to find it really easily. But I just lost the card and still got the pouch.
What you need
is... Do you want
is...
it?
No, I don't want it.
I don't need it.
Just use a purse. Something like
I have a purse.
Well, use it.
I was using it.
Use it now.
But now I don't have any money.
You don't have any cards.
I don't have any cards to put in it. Okay. Also, I had one other card, but then I don't know the pin to that. But they're going to send me another pin. So then I'm going to be away. Three cards.
What are you going to do while Bobby's away?
Well, he gave me a bit of money, but then I spent that.
Old school.
Yeah.
Give the wife a bit of cash. You spent it this morning?
Yeah, I got petrol and some flowers for my friend. So now hopefully you're going to give me some money.
How much do you want?
And then I'll deal with tomorrow. Just please get me some dinner.
I owe you £10. You can have that.
Thank you. I found a pound on the floor earlier, so I've got 11.
If I give you £10, can I give it to you in coins that I throw on the floor?
Fine. Do what you want. I literally can't say no because I need it.
What a low point.
It's an absolute low point, and I don't know how to make this better. Like, it's speeding up. The amount surely, that I'm losing is building up and building up.
But as a learning experience, surely the pain of this will make you stop losing your card.
Yeah, also, I got really upset last time when I lost my card for the first time from the sparkly pouch. And I was at home and I got really upset and I had to drive back here. So I left my parents' house, like, being really upset. And that's the last time I saw my dog. I was crying about losing my card and still having the sparkly pouch.
And then your dog died.
And then my dog died. And that was the last time I saw him. I was crying. That's his last memory of me before he died.
Are you crying?
Yeah.
Apt, isn't it? Oh, well, sorry to hear about your dog.
Thank you.
You didn't even mention it until like 4 hours into the day yesterday.
About him dying.
Well, you didn't even mention you had a dog.
Oh, my God. I've mentioned many times that I have a dog.
No, you haven't.
His name is Indiana Jones.
I think you mentioned it once.
I have mentioned him many times. He just lives in Canterbury. He doesn't live here.
I know he doesn't live here. I'm here now.
He's not in your immediate radius. Do you know I've got a cat?
Yeah, because it lives here.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs die. What, you were going to get the body?
What?
Were we talking about the body of the dog yesterday?
Oh, that's frightening. Snell found out that my other cat's body is in the cupboard, and he was really upset about it. But
hear that, Elliot?
Elliot's perked up.
So that's Elliot, not true. Let's just wind back a bit.
You're the one that was horrified by it.
Well, you just said your other cat died and you've got it in your cupboard.
Yeah, it was true.
You haven't. You've got the ashes
of your
dead cat.
I know, that's what I said to you, and you were confused and you thought I just stashed it in the cupboard
a dead cat in there.
Along with the pasta.
You said you took it to like you had a funeral or something.
No, I once...
And they just gave it to you. It was all prepared. But what you omitted from that was that it had been burnt to ashes.
You thought I'd had it stuffed and
So where's the ashes?
I'll show you later. It's in the cupboard. Because I had it on display, but then I just thought, I just don't really want to look at that. I'd rather have a picture of her out, you know. So I just put her in the cupboard. We once, when our hamster died, did I tell you about this? About when we had to have, we had a Viking funeral for it.
What, a burning boat?
Yeah. when I lived in Chiswick, me and Sam, who I share the cat with,
yeah,
when she goes to Hackney for the summer, he
what a place to summer in.
Summer's in, yeah, Hackney. We got a hamster before we got the cat, so it was a kind of like pre.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we look after an animal?
Yeah.
Turned out no.
Dead.
We had a hamster for a few weeks and it died. Like, it was very sad. She just suddenly died. And we lived right by the Thames in Chiswick.
Right.
And Sam decided the best way. We didn't know what to do. We didn't have a garden. And so we're like, how do you get rid of a dead hamster?
You flush it,
hamster?
Don't you not flush it normally?
But we couldn't flush it. Like, we loved this hamster. You can't just flush it down a toilet. So Sam was like, we should have a Viking funeral for it. Have I told this story before?
No.
So we had to. We went down to the Thames and we made a boat out of old loo roll holders.
Yeah.
And we it was very sad. We were both crying.
And then you set fire to it.
We didn't actually set fire to
it.
We tried to, but it wouldn't go because of the water.
It's so much more dignified, isn't it?
Yeah.
This way.
Yeah. The problem is...
Putting it in a loo roll boat and trying to set fire to it on a river.
You can't set fire to something that's on water.
A long, drawn-out affair, this
one,
isn't it?
Because the water immediately puts out the fire.
Of course.
And that was the main problem.
An elementary mistake.
real basic error. So then we pushed the boat into the water. But the problem is the tide was coming in, so it kept coming back towards us. So then Sam had to get a big stick, and then we had to kind of push her out further into the water. But then there was a real disaster because all these seagulls were swooping overhead, and they started
pecking away at a dead hamster.
They started swooping, trying to eat the dead hamster. Mm. So then Sam had to lob some stones at the at the boat to try and sink the boat so that she at least would sink whole. And it was quite traumatic. And then we just stood there in silence and walked back.
Should have flushed it. You know that now.
Yeah. Yeah, always.
How would you feel if, like, when you die?
Yeah. Someone flushes me down the toilet.
Would you rather be flushed down the toilet or that appalling incident on the Thames.
It was very traumatic, actually. It was very upsetting.
They do that on the Ganges, don't they?
I don't know.
I went to, when I was in India, I saw dead bodies being prepared on funeral pyres.
Well, see, it's a very normal thing to do. Yeah. But we didn't have the big budget that I imagined.
Oh, big budget. Yeah, that's what it takes, I suppose. Rather than a bit of sense to not burn a hamster's body on a... come on. Well, I'm glad there's professionals.
What would you rather? You'd rather just be flushed down the toilet.
It's all over anyway, isn't it? What?
You would fit down the toilet.
I don't think you'd fit either, actually.
I could if I pointed my toes. I think the feet are the problem. Because
I think your head
are...
might be the problem as well.
I've got a big head.
You've got a massive head.
We watched the bobsled earlier. You know when they go down, they have to go head first. Yeah. I think it's a real advantage if you've got a big head because it pulls you down. So what I'm thinking is, have you thought about it?
No. I haven't actually got a big head.
Yeah, I just wanted to...
Other people have way bigger heads than me. It's just because I've got a beard.
All right, no need to be sensitive about it.
You hats don't fit you.
It was a compliment. I was saying you'd be very good at bobsled because of your massive head.
You'd be very good at bobsled because of your massive head. Your actual massive head. Mine's normal. Mine's quite small. Hats are quite big on me.
Hats? What hats do you wear? I've never seen you in a hat. Ever.
Can't wear hats because my head's too big.
Yeah, it's too big. Is that why? No. I can't wear hats either because I once tried on a Russian army helmet and my head was too big.
That makes sense though, because back in those days people were very small
heads.
No, just smaller general.
Just
smaller.
Smaller,
yeah. Men were smaller generally. Anyway, they're like you know, average height of 5'5".
Wouldn't be good at
bobsleigh.
What's it called? Bobsleigh,
don't know. Anyway, so
so it's been a real week.
I don't know what I'm supposed to contribute to this episode. I think I'm glad you've lost all your cards. I hope you don't do it again.
Why are you glad I've lost my cards?
Because you're
an
idiot.
It's cost you financially.
What? No, I'm lending. I'm giving you money I already owe you.
Yeah, but I might need a bit more. Bobby's gone. He's on tour.
I'll give you £7 more.
Why £7?
That's all I've got on me.
Okay, deal.
I got quite a lot of money from my show in Leicester, so.
In the bucket? Bucket money?
No, just have in total. Some of it's invoice. So.
Why have you only got £7 then?
Left a lot of it at home.
Oh. You little stash it away. Did you squirrel
it away? Squirrel
it away,
yeah. I think it's a good thing you've lost all those cards. Now you'll learn to look after them.
I am... that's so infuriating. And that's the whole point that is so difficult.
It's not difficult. I don't know how you're... You can't possibly expect people to relate to this.
Please can somebody message me if they have the same problem? Well... say Sunil is a bully and a thief. Maybe you've been taking them. I've been near you on one of the occasions when it's gone missing.
Well, what about
you in Canterbury 2 weeks ago on Tuesday?
Yes, I was.
Were you really?
No, of course I wasn't. I like Canterbury, though.
You went to uni in Canterbury.
I want to go back there at some point.
We should go. We'll have a night
for
out
a day
in Canterbury.
Out. No, day.
Okay, day.
Nights out there are bleak.
Oh, no, that was my thing.
Yeah, I know, they were pretty bleak.
Yeah. Anyway. You don't have any money anyway, do you?
What, now?
You can't even rent a house. That was quite mean, but it's true.
Is that what you want to segue into?
Yeah, I want to segue into how you've been told you have to get a guarantor for your flat.
Absolutely appalling, isn't it?
The age of much over 30.
Mm. I've got my friend to be a guarantor on a flat, yeah.
Yeah.
It's low.
Yeah.
But I can actually sort it out. I can get my accountant to give me a reference now.
You got an accountant?
I've got the same accountant as you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Because I got it as well.
I emailed her and she said she can do that, so didn't need to actually get a guarantor.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
But it's already in process. I'm moving house, moving to a room with an ensuite. Ensuite.
You weren't sure about an ensuite though, were you?
Yeah, I was totally sure.
Why weren't you sure about it?
Because someone said it's like shitting in your own bedroom. well, I don't want that, do I?
I think what Snow didn't understand is that usually there's a separate room for the toilet.
Yeah, it's not a wet room. It's not, the whole thing is not a wet room. I've seen hotel rooms which is just with a bathroom and toilet in the same room.
No.
Okay, no, I haven't.
What? So
called me out on that.
I did, and I was right for once.
You're absolutely right.
So,
I have seen that.
Where?
On a internet.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'll find one.
Yeah, you can find one now that you've said that you can find anything you want on
the
internet.
Do you know what? I remember now. I'll find it.
Okay, great.
I'll find it after the podcast is over.
Brilliant.
I'll find it.
Please
and then
do.
We'll do
you
it on the way
on
when
Instagram.
You drive me up to Kentish Town for my
gig. Yeah, great. After you've given me my £17. 18. Actually, you said you had another. Oh, no, I had a pound. 17.
Should have got a guest in.
We didn't get a guest again, did we? Well, someone said that they prefer it without a guest.
Let us know.
But it's a bit much of us, do you think? Please, people, tell us. What do you want? We don't know. It's just us talking.
I don't think people know what they want. We have to give it to them.
So you think you know what people want?
No, we have to do what we want. And
I don't even know what I want.
Yeah, that's true. What else are we going to talk about?
Oh, God. I'm just...
Have you got a list? You're going to show me a sad thing, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going to show you a sad thing.
Elliot, how long have we done? What? Oh, my mole.
Oh, Sunil's mole. Don't forget the mole.
After my mole bullying
last
time.
Absolute mole gate. Yeah.
I've got to wait until I've got a week off gigs.
No, this isn't true.
Yeah, it is.
Sunil's got a big mole on his face. It's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's going.
Would you say it's the size of a 2p coin?
No. It's the size of a nerd.
Would you say it's the size of a large raisin?
The size of a small raisin. Very small raisin.
I'd say large.
That's not
raisin.
A large raisin. I'd say a raisin.
Would you say it's the size of a small orange?
If an orange could ever be this small, then yeah, it could be that tiny orange.
When it grows, maybe.
A terrible time.
It's not
time,
fully
yeah.
grown.
No. Yeah, but you've been bullying with me about it.
Well,
and
it's
so
just,
finally
I like
got something
it when
done.
You have flaws. It makes you more human.
Well, I'm getting rid of that flaw.
Just another one will grow. Something else will go wrong.
Well, apparently I'm going to have a black eye for a week.
A black eye?
Yeah.
Why, they punch you when they do it?
Yeah, smack me in the mouth. And the eye. No, it's because of anaesthetic.
And so they had to put... Do you have to go out? You go out cold?
No, of course not. They give you a general anaesthetic for that.
I don't know.
They don't want
works.
To give you a general anaesthetic because it's really dangerous.
Why?
Anaesthetic is a very...
I've got to have my wisdom teeth out now.
It's an art and a science.
3 teeth in 3 months. 2 more teeth out. I've got to have.
Are you?
Mm.
Are they going to wrench them out in one go?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah,
and then you've got to have that...
What?
Worrying about dry socket for two weeks.
Yeah. Can't give blowjobs.
Is that what they said to you?
No, I heard that once.
Well, you're not supposed to have any sucking motion
you can't
in your mouth.
Suck, so you can't suck. You can't suck on a straw.
Well, that's what they said. Yeah,
or
they
a
didn't
penis.
Say no more blowjobs.
No one says it, but you have to work it out for yourself.
Yeah, I think you can work it out. Yeah.
But I wouldn't have. But I heard it, luckily.
Oh God! But you've got a mouthful of blood.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, ugh. Who wants to put their penis in that?
God.
You know.
Bet there's some people who do.
Bet there is. Bet it's
bet
a thing.
Videos.
I bet there's a thing. I bet there's dry socket porn. Do you think?
Do you want me to
what?
Google it?
Yeah, you can do that after you found this hotel. No, not right now.
Okay.
So yeah.
What a weird turn that took. Okay.
So you're taking this mole off.
Yeah.
But the problem is, we don't know when it's going to fall off.
No, it's not. He's actually going to take it off properly.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
That
it's
gets
not
rid
just...
of all the fun. I was going to say know. We could have like everyone could place bets. All the listeners, everyone could pick like when they think we
what
have a
day
and they
time.
Could keep it. The person that gets
no,
the closest
it's
time
going
gets
straight
to keep the mole.
No, it's
going
to be. They're going to have a look at it.
Who?
Well, they send it to hospital, don't they?
They just took my tooth and they didn't even offer to give it back.
Yeah, but a mole, they're going to check if it's cancerous or not.
Do they take it away to a little lab?
A tiny little lab.
The poor little mole. They put it in a little stretcher and they take it to the...
No, they don't do that. It's not a person. Stop saying it like that. Stop anthropomorphizing my mole.
Do you think you're going to miss your mole?
No.
Do you ever talk to your mole?
No. You're an idiot.
Have you ever thought about wearing a plaster over your mole? Like Nelly style?
No.
No, never thought about it.
Any
you're
further
not ashamed
questions?
Of your mole. No. Why are you getting it off if you're not ashamed of it?
Because you're bullying me about it.
Would you say that this registers as plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cosmetic surgery, isn't it?
You're having cosmetic surgery.
Yeah. Sorry, what did you say?
I know I went to say surgery, but I had a lisp.
Can you get cosmetic surgery to get a little bit of your fat tongue removed?
My fat... liposuction on my fat tongue.
Yeah. Stop it lisping.
I think it's more psychological than that.
Is it?
No, it's where I put my tongue. I don't know where to put it. It's much better. It's when big... I was younger, it was very bad.
Is it like Jamie Oliver's tongue? His is too big for his mouth, isn't it?
Do you think that's my problem?
That's his lisp.
I got rid of my lisp, though, unlike him. It just comes back when I'm tired.
You look angry now.
I am. I'm just... It's a podcast. No one wants to think about my lisp. Then that's... Now I'm trying not to say...
Lisp.
I'm trying not to say S words, but it's... Because...
How do you say my name?
twat face.
Oh, what a burn.
Didn't have an S in it either. Right. So good for me.
Cracking stuff.
Sad story. Next time. No, I'm sorry. We've got a RIP mole, you know. Next time we do this, then there won't be a mole in the room with us.
No, there will. There won't. In 2 weeks' time, I'll have stitches on this face.
Stitches?
Yeah.
Oh. But you said there is a risk that it can just grow back again, stronger.
No, it's not going to. They're going to get rid of it all.
Bigger,
it's not.
Possibly.
It's not. They said
we don't know
not.
For sure, though, do we?
Well, we do. He said for sure it's not going to come back.
We'll find out within the year.
Well, the doctor said no.
Maybe.
We'll find maybe it'll take longer than a year. No, it's going.
Yeah, we'll keep up Mole Watch. So if it's coming back.
New podcast, Mole Watch.
Mole Watch.
Very quiet. Very quiet podcast.
Yeah. It's like bird watching, but everyone just looks at your face.
You ever watch those things? Spring Watch.
No, it's not for me. I find it infuriating.
Why?
It's the same as a pub quiz. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing.
Contributing?
Oh, yeah. But nothing's happening. What do you contribute?
Well, there's if you can't answer a question, just keep your head. You answered some questions and then left at a pub quiz a few weeks ago, and they were correct.
Yeah, no, I'm a very smart woman.
But you said you felt stupid.
No. No, I get bored and I get restless and I get annoyed.
It's that.
And everyone, I just find everyone really dweeby. Like, everyone's like, oh, I think I know. And like, I hope you had a nice birthday, though.
Yeah, I did, thanks, yeah. It's nice to get it over and done with.
Another one down.
What are you going to do for your birthday this year? Do you ever do anything for your birthday?
Well, I couldn't do anything for my birthday this year because I had a wedding. And a TV show. So this year, I'd really like to go to a roller skating disco.
Right, I'm not coming to that.
No, you are coming.
I'm absolutely not. No. I'm not coming to that. Can you roller skate?
Yeah, I can roller skate, yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
We're just like quite confident that, yeah, I can roller skate. No, can you roller skate?
No, of course I can't.
You're fucking coming to my birthday. You booked to go to the Norfolk Broads last year. I'm getting you. So what size feet are you?
I can't fit rollerblade shoes.
Why?
Just feet are too... They're not, they don't fit them.
Why?
I don't know. They just don't. It's a thing.
Not good with wheels on.
Yeah. I'm not roller skating.
You are roller skating. I'm having a roller skating party.
You can have the roller skating party and I'll be there, but I'm not actually roller skating. Where are you doing your roller skating party around here?
I don't know. I've got to find a roller skating rink.
God, I hope you don't. Why don't you just have a normal, nice time?
Yeah, I could do that as well. I could have a barbecue.
Yes, perfect. Perfect.
On roller skates.
Clattering into a fire. All right.
Okay.
Well, what fun we've had.
What fun we've had. Can you pick up is your microphone working? I just need from Elliot's microphone working because we just want to say congratulations.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Elliot,
well done,
we?
Elliot.
Elliot, our producer. Would you say you're a producer? I'd say you're
three
a producer.
Episodes in, producer he's Elliot. Produced now. Two episodes he produced.
Thank you. Award nominated.
Award nominated. It's a big
thing.
Deal. It's very stupid. Elliot, if you don't know, is does Heal Your Wounds podcast with
Sean J. McLaughlin.
Sean McLaughlin. And they put it on hiatus. You say hiatus?
Yeah.
Gave it a little break because... Yeah. Sean thought that he didn't like himself and he thought it was bad and blah, 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 blah. And then they bloody got nominated for a huge award.
So,
and now they've got to do it again.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm fully aware of what it is.
It must be infuriating if you don't want to do something, then it gets nominated for an award and now you've got to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, well, it must be so hard. Yeah.
That's what makes it so funny.
Yeah, that is
funny. It's really funny because Sean
it's all right.
Has complained
all the time. Is he still complaining about it?
Oh, just constant, isn't it?
Yeah. It's incredible. It's the bafflement of it now mixed with the irritation of having to be there.
The sheer... So it's actually... But you've recorded a new episode recently, haven't
you? Recorded one last week, yeah, about where we...
About the award.
Yeah, and the other nominees.
You've also been...
You forget big names.
They've also been quite vocal slagging off our podcast host on Twitter.
What?
What?
Audio Boom.
Oh, yeah, Audio Boom, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Not you.
No, not you. You're not our podcast host, you know that.
I'm the host of our show and you're my my guest assistant.
I'm your guest every week.
You're my guest every week.
Keeps coming.
Got our guest again here with his mole. Not RIP, not anymore after 2 weeks. Anyway, it's great. It's so great. And you're up against like crazy, like it's like Richard Herring, isn't it?
Richard Herring, yep.
Radio 4. You're up against Richard Herring,
Radio
4.
All of Radio 4's output.
All of Radio 4's output.
No.
yeah, no, it's very weird and very good.
Fantastic.
And we're so sorry to you.
No. It's not your fault.
No, they like it. They voted with their votes. Do you go to the awards ceremony to find out?
I think so. It's just a big piss up, right?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's just meant
to be
a big old
rookie piss up. Yeah. When is it? When did you find out?
Don't know yet. We didn't know about it. We only found out on Twitter. No one's contacted us in any way.
No one told you.
Yeah, you don't get told.
Got no idea. Well, oh, yeah, of course, because you.
Yeah.
Sunil's also been nominated for a Chortle Award.
Was, years ago.
How many years ago?
5.
Best newcomer.
Yeah.
Would you say you're still a newcomer?
I'm up and coming now.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you get nominated for that?
There's not an award for up and coming.
Oh.
There's not an award for still going. Still trotting along.
Did you have a nice time when you went to the awards?
I did. It was free booze. And
was
a few
it
of
free?
My
Elliot, it's very excited now.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I think the only way to get people to come to award ceremonies is to offer them free booze, I think.
Great.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, too late to vote for them,
invited.
Thankfully. What?
I haven't been invited.
Have you not?
Awards,
well,
no.
We haven't been invited.
No.
So.
You haven't been invited
you
either?
Been invited. I no hope you win. I hope it's like Cinderella, you know, like you're the kind of, that you will go to the ball.
We're the underdogs.
They're the underdogs.
Yeah, okay.
Between the four nominees, we're the other ones. But that's what, again, would make it funnier.
Anyone who knows Sean would want him to win because it would annoy him so much.
Yeah.
Then I'd have to do a speech and I'd be so pissed off about it.
It'd be great. Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Wouldn't it?
Then he has to do it for 2 years, do you think? Every day.
Oh,
every day
that.
For 2 years.
Imagine if his whole life was just doing that podcast.
All right.
So I've, because we're in the new world now where stories don't have, just have to be written down. They can be on technology.
Yeah.
I've actually got a video to show you.
Okay.
A sad video just to see if it makes you feel anything.
Nope.
Okay? See if you can feel anything.
So I've got to describe this video on
yeah,
the okay, go on.
Yeah, the problem with videos is it's very hard to show on a podcast.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to show it to you. So
go on, quick.
Have you felt anything in the last 2 weeks?
What do you mean, have I
well,
felt anything?
Just a quick sum up, have you felt anything? No.
Probably.
No, there okay. we go. Nothing. So this podcast isn't helping you in any way. I'm still losing shit and getting upset and you're still not dead
I'm
inside.
Fine.
On the way to Leicester yesterday, just as we pulled into Leicester, Sunil said, I'm going to buy a pair of trainers. And I said, Sunil, I think that's really sad. You don't need to buy trainers because you're nervous. And I knew that he was just going to buy trainers because he was nervous about doing a show.
Not true.
That's what you do. You just get nervous
video.
And you buy trainers to hide your feelings. How many pairs of trainers do you have?
About 2-3.
Lies! Absolute lies!
Can I see the video, please?
Okay.
Because we need to get going. I need to go to my gig.
I've got to go to my gig.
You're driving me to mine.
I'm
it starts before
to
your
gig.
One. So,
see what if this makes you feel anything.
Yeah. It says he just wanted to pet him. Cat petting a bird.
It's a cat petting a bird. Look, but it can't ever really pet it because it's a cat. Oh, but he's so gentle with it and he's looking at the bird. And they can never really communicate because one's a cat and one's a bird. And he's stroking the bird. But what do you think?
What do I think of that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a nice little video.
He's just stroking, like, the cat's just looking at the bird. The bird's so still and it's not even afraid. Or it's so afraid it can't move.
Meet the bunny with a Guinness World Record. Let's have a look at that.
Oh, and then we've got another one come up. Meet the
Is
bunny
it playing
with
basketball?
Guinness World Record.
Is it playing basketball?
Whoa! Ooh. Yeah, it's bloody playing basketball.
There's a rabbit playing basketball.
What, it's better than humans? Who did it beat?
It's just playing on its own.
No, but who did it beat
Look at that.
For the Guinness World Record?
It's in his mouth. It's not holding the ball.
That's cheating.
Who
that
did it
cheating.
Beat for the Guinness World Record?
The other bunnies. I don't know.
It's what? There's a bunny section in the Guinness World Record books.
It doesn't say that the
like
world record
dog.
Is for playing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
It might be that it's a bunny with another
totally
Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got a Guinness World Record for something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
What's it got a Guinness World Record for?
It's reading a book.
It's reading a book now called Amazing Animals. God, this is insane, isn't it?
Well, I think we've gone...
Do you want to see?
I just think you don't prepare this
a husky
at all.
Know that she's not allowed on the bed.
Please, no more videos of these things because
Westy does amazing tricks.
You know this is supposed to be a
husky,
sad story.
No, she's not allowed on
the bed. You're putting less and less effort into this. You're putting less and less effort into this every episode, Harriet. Stop talking over me. Stop the video.
It's a dog biting. You need a story for the next one. You need a story.
Thank you, Elliot. You need to actually put some effort in for the next one.
It was a bird and a cat, and they can never really be friends. How is that not sad?
They are friends. They're petting. They're heavy petting.
Oh, how about this? A protective dog dad. It's a dog, and it's a dad, and it's protective.
Okay, let's wrap it up now. Let's wrap it up.
My no touch, it's saying.
How do you know that's a dad rather than a mum?
Actually, it could just be stealing the dog. We don't know. Oh, it's just protecting its little puppy.
Please close the laptop.
Fine.
They might not be related.
Might not be at all related.
Might be an adult dog.
Pedo dog.
Pedo dog.
On that note, what have you got to promote, Harriet?
I don't know. Everything just moved. It's a different week, another gig, you know? Like, it's hard to stay on top of it.
We are doing a charity gig for Alzheimer's on the 26th of February.
With your
at the Bill Murray. With my rent guarantor, Daryl Perry.
Do you think he's going to hold it over you at all?
No. And then that's it. That's the only thing I'm doing with you. I'm having my mole removed on the 27th.
Big plans. And then you got to take a week off. You don't.
I don't know. I've got one
comedy gig
on the 4th. So.
I think you just want a week off. You don't have to say it's because of your mole.
I'll see you before the stitches are taken out.
Can't wait.
Elliot, anything to... Any gigs? Any promotional...
I think I've got anything. No, nothing at all today.
Okay. I'm opening for my husband, Bobby Mayer, on some of his tour. His tour's still going on. It's very good. And I opened for him a couple of weeks ago, and it's very fun. So come and see...
Where are you doing
Bobby
it?
Bobby Mayer. I'm doing a few different dates.
Locations?
Ones, I think, are Peterborough, Birmingham...
The Key Theatre?
Stafford. I don't know, Sunil. I don't know what theatre it is. Oh, Glee, I think. The Glee. Oh, that's Birmingham. I don't know where in Peterborough. Maybe there. So do come along. That'd be fun.
Do you go to that?
Do go to that. We've got nothing else, have we?
That's it.
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
R.I.P. to Sunil's mole.